From coast to coast across America, it's the U.S. Property Podcast with the latest real estate news, interviews, and market trends.
And welcome back to the U.S. Property Podcast as we focus on the very latest real estate property news from around the country with trends, forecasts, and yes, predictions, all available, of course, on iHeartRadio, Spotify this morning, as well as Apple Podcasts and Amazon. And don't forget, we love to get your emails, and you can send any question or suggestion to uspropertypodcast@gmail.com. That is uspropertypodcast@gmail.com. And this morning, in fact, we're headed off this morning to Dubai in the UAE to talk to Mario Volpe, a real estate professional based in Dubai. Welcome for the very first time to the US Property Podcast.
Good morning, Craig, and good morning to all my American friends across the pond, as it were.
Yes, a lot of people will be saying, why are we going off to Dubai? Now, there's a very good reason for this, and that is the amount of investors out of the US, right across the US, that are investing into the UAE. This is something that you have observed over a period of time, isn't it, there in Dubai?
That's right. American buyers were not really in any great numbers here purchasing in Dubai in the past. But I have seen that in the last year or so, we've started to see some significant numbers. This is very encouraging because they're starting to understand the beauty that the United Arab Emirates offer, and Dubai specifically, given its safety, given its infrastructure, given its ease of doing business. The world already knows what Dubai has to offer, and I think it's time now for the American population to actually understand. And hopefully with the podcast, I'll be able to come across and explain exactly what Dubai has to offer and be happy to answer any questions going forward as well.
In this particular conversation that we're going to have, we're going to be talking about a very big deal. And if you're sitting right now thinking, what is the Palm Jebel Ali? Well, we're going to be able to tell you all about it because you might have heard of Palm Jumeirah. This is, of course, where they reclaimed land they built into the ocean. And it's going to be a fascinating conversation coming up from you, Mario, about Palm Jebel Ali.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Palm Jebel Ali was launched at the same time that Palm Jumeirah was, but unfortunately, due to the financial crash of 2008, never actually saw the light of day. Palm Jumeirah, however, carried on, steamed ahead. It was reclaimed land. It's a palm-shaped island, or peninsula, for want of a better word, because it is in fact attached to the mainland, made up of the trunk fronds, where we have luxury houses with their own beach, and the crescent, which is made up mainly of hotels and residential buildings. The palm itself, the current Palm Jumeirah, is still ongoing after 20 odd years. So I can't say it's totally finished, but Palm Jebel Ali, which is twice the size of Palm Jumeirah, was relaunched last year in 2023 to much awaited investors, and in fact sold out literally within a matter of hours. When I say sold out, obviously they only launched certain fronds, you know, mansions, 4, 5, 6 bedroom mansions, and they were sold for approximately 18 million dirhams, or at least starting from 18 million dirhams.
Fascinating conversation. So we'll talk more about that coming up next.
We talk to some of the most influential people in the real estate industry, from leading commentators to investors to real estate principals, on the U.S. Property Podcast.
So I cut my teeth on first-time homebuyers, you know, going back 20 years ago. This makes me feel really old, but the average price a first-time homebuyer would spend is $105,000, $145,000, $175,000. Nowadays, the first-time buyers, I guess they're older, in their 30s rather than in their 20s, but they're spending upwards $350, $450, sometimes $500 and $600. It's a lot of money for a first-time homebuyer. In Philly, there's a first-time homebuyer grant as well, and some there's a few of them. There's a Pennsylvania one as well. And some of them are income specific, but you can get $10,000 for free, and that's forgiven over 10 years. Or you can just get it in general. The Philly First one, that's the one that's more income limited.
Stay updated in your local real estate market with the latest trends, predictions, and insights. Know your property with the U.S. Property Podcast.
And we are back talking real estate in Dubai with Mario Volpe, your real estate professional this morning. And Mario, Dubai Beaches, tell us a little bit about this one, because they are to be extended and developed. And I read this number, 400%. Is that right? Is that accurate?
Yes, it is. And this is a really good point, because this is part of the Dubai Urban Master Plan 2040. And you're right, Dubai aims to increase the length of the public beaches by 400%. This is going to be done by opening up new beaches and developing new ones. And of course, this is a new vision for Dubai beaches, with the aim to obviously foster well-being, so that so Dubai will always remain the best city for living in the world. This is their aim. Now, they're going to start in the Jebel Ali area, and no doubt the reason for that is in readiness for the further developing of Palm Jebel Ali. Palm Jebel Ali is going to be a major mega project.
Palm Jebel Ali's return due to the scarcity of beachfront properties. Now, this has been talked about, the luxury segment of Dubai's property market. The hype and the build-up will take many people back to the beginning of Palm Jumeirah. In fact, Palm Jebel Ali properties will likely command premium prices. Why do I say that? Because of the strong demand that is about to be unleashed.
Absolutely. And Nikhil sold the first batch of villas. These were released just to very, very limited people, VVIPs, royal family members, and those holding what we call the Nikhil credit notes.
So what are those?
Credit notes was an anomaly that was developed by Nikhil several years ago. So when Palm Jebel Ali actually was put on hold, a lot of people had actually, you know, put a deposit down and were buying properties there, which then, of course, at that time looked pretty bleak because things weren't happening. So what Nikhil did is they were trying to offer people alternatives, other apartments, for example, in Jumeirah Village Circle, JVC, JVT, some properties there. And those that didn't want to swap the products of Palm Jebel Ali to these apartments were given credit notes to the value of what they had paid. Now, these credit notes could then be used in exchange of future properties. Or if you already owned a property with Nikhil, you could use them against future service charge payments. So basically, it was like money, but just in the form of a bond. And what was really funny is that people needing the cash but didn't want to buy any property from Nikhil at all were selling these openly through brokerages for under the value of the face value. So if you had, for example, a 2 million dirham credit note, some people were selling it for 1.5 million, but of course it was worth 2 million.
As I said, there's all this hype, there's all this expectation, a lot of talking points between now and the rest of the year. It's quite interesting from a developer's point of view, because Nikhil, they must be salivating, licking their lips going, here we go.
Yeah, definitely. And I've said it before, this is a world event. So there's a lot to talk through here. This is definitely a world event.
All right. So let's do a little bit of a run through in terms of the villas and what people can expect to get their hands on.
I believe actually there's going to be about 48 villas initially for sale. The sort of garden home equivalent, for those who knew about Palm Jumeirah, there was garden homes and signature villas. So the garden homes were the smaller of the two. Now, the sort of garden homes, in inverted commas, will be known as beach villas. One is going to be called Azure Blue, which are 5-bed villas. And there's going to be one called Sapphire, which are the 6-bedroom villas. Now, these are approximately 7,700 to 8,500 square feet.
And what about the next category there, Mario?
Yeah, the second category, which I'm kind of referring as the signature villa equivalent to what Palm Jumeirah offered, these are going to be called the coral villas. There is one going to be called Porcelain Roses and the other one is Coral Living. Both of these villas are 7 bedrooms and the sizes are between 10 to 12,000 square feet with plots of around 19 to 20,000. Now, all the villas will be what we call G+2 or ground and then two other levels, all with lifts, all modern and contemporary style, and they're going to be situated on wide fronts with good open water.
And Mario, let's just come back to the Azure Blue and talk a little bit more about what you're getting in this particular villa.
Yeah, so this is the 5-bed villa. Total built-up area on this one is around 8,434 square feet. And these are going to be what's known as mid-number villas available. So on the ground floor, I'll take you sort of floor by floor. You've got a guest bedroom with dressing room and ensuite bathroom. You have a living room with open plan dining room and what we call the show kitchen. There is a second closed working kitchen, laundry room, maids, and interestingly, driver's rooms as well, cloak rooms and storeroom. Just outside, you have courtyard seating, outside dining, and additional seating with barbecue areas. There's the pool deck, a lovely pool, and obviously access to your private beach. And then at the front, there is a garage for 2 cars plus tandem parking. That's all on the ground floor. The first floor gives you a family room with a large balcony which overlooks the sea, the master bedroom, ensuite dressing room and bathroom, and again, own balcony overlooking the sea with 2 further bedrooms with ensuite dressing rooms and bathroom. And then you've got the second floor, which gives you the 5th bedroom with ensuite dressing room and bathroom, access to a large terrace with sea views, and an amazing roof terrace, again, with access to the large terrace as well. And there's pantry and cloak rooms on this level as well.
Wow, there's a lot of detail there. And we're just at the very beginning of this whole project, of course, which was a revised master plan following the pause back in 2008. And let's not forget, it was the global financial crisis that really did cripple it. But it's coming at a time, Mario, where we do have this acute shortage of super luxury villas in Dubai, which does make Palm Jebel Ali, from a point of view of timing, it's absolutely right there for investors.
Yeah, definitely. And it's not just that it's the villa offering, it's beachfront villa offering. I can't stress that anymore. That's what people want. There are many projects which offer, you know, townhouses and villas propping up everywhere. But it's the ones that either face the sea or are near to the sea, or in this case, on the sea, that are the most sought after ones. And that's why I say it's going to be a world event, because the whole world is looking at this. Dubai has been an absolute success story and continues to be. And when you offer these kind of villas to the market, they are bound to sell out. In fact, there's going to be like a massive bun fight for these. It's going to be very difficult to get hold of them, because often they probably have already sold before they're even launched.
All right, so that's quite a lot of information coming through there for Palm Jebel Ali. Mario, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast this morning.
Amazing. Thank you, Craig. Thanks to all the listeners, and have a great week.
Stay updated in your local real estate market with the latest trends, predictions, and insights. Know your property with the U.S. Property Podcast.